I'm recording.
I am too. I'm also very scared.
Was that the lights that just went out?
Yes. Wait, what? How else do you think the room just went from you could see me to pitch black?
Well, because it went so pitch black, I thought something happened with your phone. That was fully pitch black.
Yeah.
I thought something happened. Your camera just like went off for a
second.
This
is going to be a fun episode because, guys, this could be a 3-hour episode if I'm too scared to stop recording and not talk to anyone. This could be a 15-minute episode if I get murdered by a ghost.
What the fuck? All the lights just went out.
To be fair, there's only one light. But that is all the lights. Light is all the light.
Yeah.
All the light went out.
All of the light went out. I used to do a lot of drug and all of the light went out.
Yes. Singular.
Right. Wait a minute. That's a little bit scary. And here's what I thought it was a phone.
That was spooky.
There was no, a lot of times there's light from a window or something.
No, I'm in my box. I'm in my tiny box hovel.
I know, but that was fucking scary.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is there a storm a-coming?
Yeah, a ghost storm.
Holy shit.
Which is another great movie idea, ghost storm.
Yeah. I mean, this is the problem, is we're getting cues and clues. From our technology to be like, please stop doing this podcast. And we're like, no, we love each other.
And then we're going to be murdered.
And so
by
now
a ghost storm.
They're like, okay, they're not paying. It's the CIA or the ghosts, whoever, the aliens, the lizard people.
All like, hey, it's all the same to me.
You know what I mean? Whoever they are, they're living under the Denver airport. And
they're all at the center of the earth under the Denver airport.
Oh my God. But yeah, now at this point they're like, all right, they're not paying attention when we fuck with their phones and their laptops. I guess we have to go outside of technology and just start fucking with their actual lights. And Jonathan just scared the fucking shit out of me.
He's also a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. So my friend Jonathan is here.
I can't see him. So Jonathan, as far as I know, he is a ghost.
This is Jonathan.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Scott just went to the little barber shop down there.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell if they were Armenian or not. They didn't really talk. They didn't say anything. So it was kind of weird.
Jonathan's Armenian. He can say that. Just in case you thought that was...
Yeah, let's get that out of the way real quick. Because otherwise that would be an insane totally thing racist. To just say.
Right. Unless you thought that was a microaggression. Oh, yeah. I forget that Jonathan can't hear you.
No, he cannot.
Yeah. So Jonathan's been staying with me. And I kind of want to put him on this. Because we already brought up the Denver airport. So we're 2 minutes into recording. Apparently our friend Brandon Hook, who's like our childhood friend, has lost his mind. He's a tattoo artist. And Jonathan went to get a tattoo from him. And our buddy Brandon just like smokes weed and eats gummy bears. And he's like, just
sounds like a fucking life.
And he's like a flat earther. And he
this
just
guy
like,
said, I don't understand. You said lost his mind. I think what you meant to say was found his truth. Yeah.
I know. Jonathan, come here. Yeah. Put this ear pod in. Move all my shit off this chair.
Oh, shit. Surprise guests.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we got a surprise guest. This is Jonathan Grillo. This is my childhood friend from like third grade. Yeah. And he is staying in my apartment. And I got to tell you, it's going pretty well. It's going well. I was nervous because I'm used to only having Megan.
How long has he been there?
How long have you been here? 2 days?
Yeah, I got in Saturday.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, got in Saturday. Just been hanging out. We've been talking about coming out for a while and finally, got my ass out here. So it's been sweet,
I'm surprised she has not killed you. I thought you got here yesterday.
No.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday. We're doing it.
Yeah, and we're good at, here's the thing. I was nervous, but, we're good at taking breaks where it's like we have shit to do and we're adults.
Yeah. I'm doing my thing. She's got shit to do. I go explore. I did a museum yesterday. Went for a run this morning. Went to a quiet little weird barber shop just now.
Armenian.
Yeah. Armenian.
Questionably Armenian.
Yeah, I was really hoping there was going to be just, Armenian flags everywhere because that's how she hyped it to me. But
why did you... Have you been in there before? Is it called Armenian Barbershop? Why would you assume it's Armenian?
Well, I assume they're Armenian because they wear a lot of like Gucci, like bedazzled shirts. And I'm familiar with the Armenian culture because, and I can say this because there's an Armenian sitting next to me. So everybody fucking chill out.
And I'm not even real. I'm whitewashed. I don't speak it. I don't, but I just,
you're not helping.
In there.
You're not.
It's in the blood.
All the lights went out again.
What the fuck was that?
Megan?
Dude.
What happened?
It happened right before we started recording. All the lights went out in her, in the house, or in at least that one room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shit. I don't know.
I'm in the Denver airport. Oh, my God. What if we wake up? We wake up right now.
So and you guys just talking about the, sorry, the Denver airport, just be right before I walked in, the whole Denver conspiracy?
Yes. Okay. Well, not, I mean, we assume our listeners know all about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, and if we don't...
We're not going to get into it.
Because our laptops and our phones are constantly fucking up and just making it very difficult for us to do this podcast. And so we are joking slash being very serious about the fact that they've come out of our technology and they're like, we have to fuck with them in real life. And so they're just like fucking with our lights to be like, stop doing
please
this.
Stop. No one likes it.
We're like, we'll do this in the goddamn dark. And you know what we'll do? We'll bring a guest in.
I would love to do this in the dark.
Wouldn't that be, you know, what was spooky is because your little blue light was still on. And I just saw this blue light floating and I was like, no, thank you.
And that's the ghost.
Yeah.
That's the first sign of ghost storm.
Yeah. Just one single blue light in a dark room.
Yep.
Well, the Armenian place, here's what I thought. So that, not only that, but they have weird, like a hype girl, I think. She doesn't cut hair, but there's a woman that I started to see that stands.
The fluffer. The fluffer, I think. She was the fluffer, maybe. Yeah. Like, you walk in, she was just sitting there.
Yeah.
She was, like, a solid six, and she's just sitting in the chair. Yeah, I was like, who do I go to? The girl? Oh, no, the guy, yeah.
Was she in there?
She was in there, yeah. She was sitting in there, yeah.
Okay, so...
Have you guys heard of a receptionist?
That's... like, that's not what it is.
Have you ever been to a hair salon? Because they do, usually, call me crazy. But there's usually somebody that, like, takes your money, maybe, or, like, books appointments.
It wasn't like that. She was just sitting in the chair. They all, there's, like, three people. They all just kind of looked at me, and I was like, Armenia? No, I was like,
genocide?
This is how, like, I just didn't know. Like, I was like, walk-ins? And it's like, yes. And then she didn't say anything. There was no, like, front desk. He just, like, pointed to a chair, and then that was it. So, yeah, it was
oh, my God!
I just broke it.
The back of the chair just broke.
What's happening?
This is not you, Jonathan.
What?
I'm going to go for another run. Bye.
What's
just
are happening?
You okay?
Fat ass just broke.
You're not fat, Jonathan.
You're very much not fat. I can see your full human body.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's human.
You're not fat.
I don't know.
Now it's a stool.
Since
so
you
now...
showed up, a lot of weird things are happening. Chairs are breaking. Lights are flipping on and off.
It's fucking crazy. We'll fix it later.
It's particle board. That's why.
Oh. Yeah. Thank God there's a man here. So, who knows what particle board is?
What?
I can't fix it, but I know it's made out of particle board. I can't fix this thing.
Well, you can't fix it because it's made out of particle board.
Yeah, right. So now it's a stool.
It's now trash.
Well, fuck and hell. It's going. What is going on?
I think we should stop recording.
Now? Yeah, we should.
No, this is great. Look it. And now we're not paying attention to the light, so they're like, fuck with the furniture.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're going old school. They're just like, we got to do old school ghost shit. Now, here's with this woman. Let's get back. Because fuck these lizard people. They're not going to stop us. So when I've seen her, she's either like standing out on the corner, like and just hanging out in front, and she's quite a busty gal, and she's very scantily clad. And I've seen, this is a recent thing. It's the barbershop right on the corner of my street here. And she just kind of stands out there and like looks hot and smokes cigarettes. And I'm like, is she trying to just like get clients?
Yeah. I'm not sure. She was just sitting in there and they just both kind of looked at me. So I'm not sure what their whole thing is, but maybe it's, you know, some sort of system they have going on there. But
maybe she's working.
What?
She's an independent contractor
what?
Out of there. That's her base of operations. And you guys are being real dicks about it.
Yeah. That's her home base. Anyway. Oh, my God. Well, this is exciting. Got a gas, a broken chair, lights that don't work.
The house is going to crumble. That's the next thing.
I know.
Is I'm just going to disappear. You're going to hear a loud noise and then go on Google Earth and type in my address and it'll just be a pile of smoldering ash.
Everything's just going to spontaneously combust. Yes. Well, you know who I wish we got to have figured this out is our buddy Brandon Hook. Now, this may or may not be interesting. We'll see how this goes. But, like, our buddy Brandon has lost his mind. And apparently all he does is talk about, like, how in the year 2000, Y2K, that's when they flipped the switch and we've been in the Matrix ever since.
That was when Yeah,
oh, that's a pretty commonly held belief.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was like all him or if that like so yeah, Y2K was like when we were transferred over into the Matrix, right? So I didn't. Okay, so that is like a thing out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know why. Lost his mind. As I said, found his mind.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean that is a thing, as in like. Out there, you're like, no, it's a thing as in it's a thing.
It's true. It's a thing as in it's fact.
It's a true fact. Yes. It's like the Mandela effect. This is... Have you heard about the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I didn't know all this. You guys know all this shit. I had no idea. I'm learning about all of this stuff from Jonathan.
And you're the one that believes in the Matrix.
I know.
So if anybody should know all this shit, it's you.
Well, but see, that's the thing is I don't research, you know, because I have my own information in my mind because I'm getting it from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, it's fine.
Oh, my Ooh. Fuck. Jesus Christ. What's happening? And like, I'm like, quick, talk about this barbershop. And then I'm like, okay, now we got to really pull it together because our homes are burning down.
Yeah, we're going to die before the end of this. This is going to be the most exciting episode yet.
Yeah, and Robert
Not
Durst.
Not content-wise, but because we'll be dead.
Right. Robert Durst. Now I'm afraid to lean back on this chair. No, fucking.
Be careful. It's not meant to.
I know. Apparently, it's not meant for bodies.
It's not meant for human consumption. Maybe yeah. It is. Maybe that's the thing. It's meant to be eaten.
Yeah. Oh, that's from. These are gingerbread chairs.
Yeah. You idiot. You've been sitting in gingerbread chairs the whole time.
You stupid fuck. You're so
That's
fat that you were trying to absorb gingerbread through your ass while you were sitting on your chair eating.
That's
you
a fat. Great idea.
I know.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Jonathan, we've been going to vegan restaurants because Jonathan's trying to be vegan. Boo. It's actually good. I've been taking wild shits from the soy. Yeah,
but you already do take wild shits also.
I know.
Oh, how's the shitting going?
It's great.
I mean, like...
With us together,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We're pretty good about.
Yeah, we're. It's all. It's open. It's no problem.
Yeah, we're very open about it. It honestly, it's like this is the one thing a lot of people go like men and women can't be friends. Now, Jonathan and I have like been friends since like I said third grade. We have multiple times slept in the same bed, very fucked up.
Vomiting. Vicodin-induced vomiting.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. But that was a long time ago. That's when we were younger.
Back when we were fun.
Before we learned about uppers, we were taking Vicodin like a bunch of fucking nerds.
Like idiots.
Like, let's have a beer and a Vicodin. No, but like, so, but we truly, honestly, and I know it's a weird thing for people to believe, we have never fucked. Oh. We have no desire to do that, but we like sleep next to each other in the same bed. This time we have an air mattress, yeah. So it's a lot more dignified.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it is nice.
Nothing
to
says
have...
dignity like an air mattress.
that slowly deflates throughout the night as well. So yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, yours it didn't deflate when you were on it, and that's I told him. Like, oh, you need to watch the fucking.
Well,
snacks.
It was probably my fat body just broke it down over that 5 days I was there.
Like opening a jar. It's like, well, first of all, that's not you. I fucking helped.
I loosened it
first.
No, so we just announce when we're taking shits.
Yeah. We make a big announcement. It's like, okay, oh, it's time. Oh, I'm going in there. Yeah.
It's the exact same as when I'm there.
It truly is the exact same. And I got to tell you, it's a really beautiful thing because this is like the only, well, there may be a couple other men, maybe my family members, that like male, that I feel comfortable being like, I'm about to take a massive shit. That's the one thing I was kind of worried about. But we haven't seen each other in a long time. But as soon as he got here,
I got to take a shit.
Oh. We were immediately like, yeah. I'm shitting.
Right now.
Yep, on the plane. No, so the shitting's going great. Showering is good. That's good and like nice and scheduled. It's great.
Everything's great.
Glad it's scheduled.
Yeah. Well, we do. We have to. Well, Jonathan takes a lot of showers.
I might shower right now. Should I go hop in the shower and let you get?
Yeah, you want to take a shower?
Yeah, I'll take a shower.
Okay, because you took a run.
Yeah, I'm sweaty and running.
Well, the chair's already broken, so yeah, too late don't worry on about not fucking shit up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't wanna fuck up the rhythm. And, yeah.
This is, well, first of all, you've listened to the show. There's no rhythm to the show.
No.
It was
the chair helped.
But think about it.
Yeah, but think about it. That's his tagline, which is something that we need to take. The flat earther, he's just like, his argument for the flat earth, and he goes, but I mean, honestly, like, there are no pictures of Earth from space. And Jonathan's like, yes, there are.
Yes, there are. So many. There's like so many.
And he looked right at Jonathan and he's just like, no, think about it. It's like, what?
See, that's the thing. You can, if someone wants to believe something, does not matter.
I know. And that's what we're, and we'll.
But the other one is, well, but have you ever seen a picture of Australia upside down? Think about it.
Like,
what?
Exactly.
What the fuck is
that? Like, while he's giving you a tattoo,
you just take a picture of Australia and flip it over.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So it's, oh my God.
Oh, now they're. The flat earthers are fucking.
Oh my God. This is.
What the fuck?
Off the rails.
Jonathan just called it. What'd you say?
I just said the flat earthers are fucking with us now. There's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're right. And people say flat earthers are idiots, but idiots couldn't be controlling gingerbread chairs and cell phones and electricity.
I know. And can I tell you this? You want to, here's a fun nugget for you talking about technology. First of all, our phones are already listening to us because I was telling Jonathan and he, first of all, gave us very nice compliments and he said
about the great Jessica Simpson debacle of 2020.
Yep. And he goes, I like you guys, you know, and he goes, it's good. It's funny. It's like caught him where I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. It's all scripted. It's all scripted, as you know. And, yeah. And I said, and I told him about that. And I go, and then I told him about the fucking otter thing. The otter rescue ad that showed up. Remember after we did
that's right.
So the phones are listening. We already know that. Let me tell you this though. Now, again, I know we're joking about a conspiracy theory, but lights, chair, phone die.
Why are you talking like that?
Those are all...
Light, chair, phone die.
Those are all scary things.
What?
That happened, and like while we were trying to do this podcast, check this out. I was listening to, and he doesn't need the plug, Tim Dillon, very funny comedian, listening to his podcast, and he was going off on this tangent about, he's like, elections are all rigged, and the fucking, he's like, Pete Buttigieg, like, Pete, like, Mayor Pete, that's the fucking CIA's guy, that's who they want, and so he went off on this whole tangent, right, and he goes, he's like, look, he's calm, he's perfect, he's like, that's the fucking CIA's guy, and he's half joking, half being serious, and then So I was relaying this to a friend. My phone was next to me. And he's like, that's crazy. And I go, oh, I know, but like a little bit. But kind of like with
it's
the
crazy,
Epstein.
But like not, right?
But like, with the, right, it's crazy. But also like with the Epstein thing, I'm like, it's pretty obvious that like, oh, okay, there are people are actively like controlling most of what's going on. Right. And it's not very easy to hide anymore because it's so fucking obvious that they're like, we need our people in charge to keep status quo and calm everybody down. And so as I was talking about this, I promise you, I never use Siri.
Wendy.
The lights just went out.
Holy shit.
The lights just went out. Wait for them to come back on. This is fucking crazy.
What if they're not coming back on this time?
Well, then let me keep telling the story about how my phone was also listening to me.
Now, and I'll sit in the dark scared. Perfect.
Yes. Now you
great
sit in
idea.
The dark. I'm gonna tell you a spooky story. Well, let's stay in the.
She never had a sister.
I did have a podcast, but that podcast died in 1979. Woo! I'm going to start recording now again. Okay, so there's a...
Okay, we're being funny.
This is like, Jonathan's a witness. But
it's very. I'm so glad you're here for multiple reasons, Jonathan.
Thank you.
But mostly because someone else is witnessing that both these things are happening to us simultaneously.
I mean, that's wild. And because you know what I did? You know when I did that? I leaned in and I took a screenshot to show the pitch black.
Yeah, but that has nothing. That stopped.
But when I leaned in to do a screenshot of the pitch black, I took that screenshot, and that's when my audio was like, stop, fuck you, stop trying, probably like, you're stop trying to have proof of us fucking with you. Okay, back to
us.
I mean, this is not good.
It's kind of weird. Well, it's weird that all these things, guys, this is,
you know what?
We're in the Matrix officially.
Do you know what we're doing? Do you know what's happening? And I'm getting chills a little bit. We're like, we are, this sounds dumb, and we're talking about the shit on the Patreon where you can create your own world and you speak shit into existence and like, yeah, right, that can't happen. But it's like, we're doing it right now. We're making jokes about it, but it's happening in real time.
Yeah, but it sucks. Why can't we speak good things into existence? Not broken chairs and bad audio recording and lights not working.
I know. Well, you can. We just are choosing not to do that. If you go back and listen to the podcast, we're constantly talking shit about it. So it's like, if we were like, this is a good show, we deserve this. We deserve happiness.
Guys, starting next week, we're going to flip it. Every week, we're just going to talk about how good this show is, how well produced it is, how funny.
How pretty we are.
Flawless. Yep, how thin and pretty.
Yeah.
And non-bed deflating, chair breaking our bodies are.
Watch we do that, and in a month, we are like, we wake up, and we're just like...
Supermodels.
We're 22. This is...
I was going to say, in a month, we don't wake up because we're dead.
Yeah. They're like, okay, so we're trying to do all this like manifestation shit, but they're asking for kind of a lot. I think the only way to do this is start the fuck over.
Yeah. Just we wake up, we're babies. We're in the womb.
I mean, they're probably warming you up for that, so they keep shutting those lights off.
Oh my God, you're right.
Think about it.
Wow. Wow.
Dude, well, this is what, I mean, the Siri thing, I'm relaying this, Pete, and now I never use Siri. It never turns on. I don't ever, never. My phone is out.
Mine turns on all the time.
Mine doesn't, but you have to, mine doesn't. And so I had my phone like far away. And it was far away, and I was just talking, and he was like, no, I don't think so. And I go, no. And apparently he did some interview where he was like, yeah, I interviewed for the CIA, but I botched it. And Tim's like, did you, Pete? Like some fucking the recruit shit, which I love. So yeah. I was relaying that. And as I said that part from across the room, I swear to God, my phone lit up. And it said, I'm sorry, can you say that again? Can I help you? And my phone, I swear to God, and I stopped and I was like, and he goes, oh my God, you didn't even say anything that sounded like Siri. I go, I know.
C-I-A. Siri.
Siri.
C-I-A. I'm just saying.
I mean, and I was like, oh my God. And he goes, holy shit, you might be right. And I was like, think about it.
I mean, and then you just backed out of the room.
Have you ever seen a tattoo of Australia upside down? Think about it.
he does a tattoo on you, but he's facing the other way, and you're like, oh, it's upside down. Is it? Yeah, exactly. Just think about it.
Do you get tattooed by this guy currently?
I do. We all went to elementary school together just recently.
Totally, cool. Yeah, so I don't think you should get tattooed by this
guy. He's a really good artist. He's a really great artist. Good friend. Just a lot of ideas, a lot of conspiracies, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So it's fun to listen to when you got some time to kill, for sure.
You're going to go in for your next tattoo and end up with like a weird fucking flat earth tattoo.
Just like, can I get that mural
at the Denver airport is going to be your whole back.
Just the whole, yeah. Just like, can I just kind of want like, you know, I love the travel. Can I get like the earth? Got it. It's just a disc. Just like a plate with like Pangea on it. Nailed it.
I wish. Have you seen the like sculptures? like the art pieces people do, like the flat earth models. Have you seen those?
I've seen pictures on Instagram. I haven't seen like a 3D sculpture. I guess it wouldn't be 3D really.
It's all flat to me.
Sculptures, yes.
Dude, they're hilarious. There's like a dome over them. I wanted one. So when I first saw them, this was a couple of years ago, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I got to get one. Yeah. Like, that would be so dope to have. They're like 10 grand.
Wow. Well, because it's...
They're so expensive.
It's like collecting like art from the mentally deranged. So it's like there's this high like, demand. Like, wow, these people are fucking nuts. I want a collection of this. Yeah, so...
That's... Because nobody that's like into Flat Earth... I mean, there are some people into Flat Earth that can like, afford that. But like most people...
It'd be like sort of like you're a voyeur into like the fucking crazy people's lives. Like, wow, and you show your kids this beautiful piece of art. Like, look, this is what crazy people think. It's amazing.
I just like the idea. Imagine like going into like a classroom and instead of a globe, the teacher just has a flat earth model.
You should. Jonathan should
definitely do
Jonathan's
that.
Jonathan's a history teacher.
Yeah. I should just one day just like instead of the... I do have several globes in my classroom, but just replace them with just flat discs.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Just like a combination of those flat discs and then like the statues of Jesus. And you're like, okay, here's what's really happening. But like a lizard, Jesus with like a lizard tail coming out of the back.
Yeah.
Just come.
The kids come in the classroom, all the lights are off.
We took off the backs of all your chairs. Yeah. You'll be sitting
There's
on.
There's newspaper taped to all the windows.
Just like posters, dinosaurs. Were they real?
No, you have one of those, you have the dinosaurs chilling with people.
Yes.
One of those pictures.
Those are the best. Christian art, like Jehovah Witness art is the best. Just really bad Christian art is phenomenal. It's just like, yeah mingling with the, oh, it's great.
Well, yeah, because they try to tell you, that's especially going in, then in Mormon church, they have all the stuff where it shows like Jesus like hanging out with Native Americans because they're like, no, he's hanging out with Native Americans in like the 1920s. And you're like, this seems.
Yeah, because he was here.
Yeah. This seems backwards. It's Jesus like.
Post-Civil War.
Right.
What?
It's Jesus like having a milkshake at a diner with Marilyn Monroe.
Sharing with the two straws.
Right.
One malt, two straws.
This is when Jesus came to the Americas. Oh my!
Well, wasn't he? He was born here, right?
In what?
The Mormon Church.
In the Mormon religion.
In the Mormon Church. Yeah.
No. So
he didn't come here. He was born here, right?
No. So in the Mormon religion, so Joseph Smith was born here. That's their prophet. So their whole thing is that Jesus came to the Americas. At some point, I forget when, and I should know, but if we're being honest, I didn't really pay attention a lot in Mormon church. I was too busy trying to dodge the 18-year-old missionaries trying to finger bang me in class when I was, I don't know, 12? How many was I?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that makes sense because you're about to get your period. They want to get in there.
Yeah.
You got to start pumping out planets.
I know. I got to make babies. So I mean, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to pay attention when you're 12 and you have some like 18, like 17, 18-year-old boys when you're walking down the hall as a 12-year-old walking down and you hear them go, there's Wendy Starling. She's going to be fucking good in a couple of years. So when you hear that, you don't really like pay
attention. Here's the thing. You sound like a real bitch right now. Take the compliment, okay? You should be grateful for the male attention at 12 years old.
I know. And now looking back.
Grateful.
It's like they say, youth is wasted on the young, you know?
Yeah, because now. Could you imagine now? A couple of 18-year-old guys walking by you?
Yeah. They would be running by. Screaming.
Witch!
Yeah, now they see when they're like, there's Wendy Starling in a couple of years. She's going to be dead. Yeah, but so I know Jesus came to the Americas at some point. They were like, well, they didn't mention this in the Bible because in the regular Bible because they're dumb. And it's the same thing like with all the conspiracy theorists. We're like, there are no pictures of Earth from space. And you're like, yes, there are. And they're like, no.
Okay. Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. You're wrong.
So you'll be like, Jesus came to the Americas, but the regular Bible just left it out. And you're like, that can't be true. And they're like,
because it,
well, but it is. And you're like, first of all, it's all.
Because it's not that they didn't want to mention it. It's that they didn't have the seeing stones to read the seashells.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
So how could anyone have known?
Well, that's the thing is, and I know people go like, oh, that all sounds crazy, Mormon. But okay, if Jesus didn't come to America, how did the golden plates get buried in the ground that Joseph Smith found?
Thank you.
So, I mean.
Well, that was the angel Moroni.
Shit, you're right. Thank you.
So, yeah. Hey, Jonathan, someone sounds like a real idiot. Am I right?
Moroni.
Someone sounds like a real Moroni herself. You know what I mean? Hello. Hello. Oh.
That's, see, but people in the Mormon church just don't know all the weird bad stuff. Because they actually, I was talking to somebody who was raised Mormon in Utah, and I mentioned something about like, I was like, oh, yeah, good thing the Jazz moved to Utah so they'd let black people in. Like, made a comment about that.
Yeah. Yes.
And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, they didn't let black people in the church till the 70s. And it's just funny because, like, it kind of coincided with when the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah. It's like a funny thing. It's like a funny fact. I mean, it's not funny that they didn't let black people in.
That's a fantastic point. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a silly, like, come on.
Yeah.
And he was like rocked to his, he had no idea. He was like, that's not true. And I'm like, well, no, it's true. They didn't let black people into the 70s. I don't know how much it had to do with the jazz. Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, no, that's true. And he had no idea.
Yeah.
Even my, never heard that. Because why? They're not going to fucking admit that. If you weren't around in 77 or when up until, they're just going to be like, we're going to brush that away. Nobody, nobody talk about this ever again.
Where are they with the gays?
I don't know. Probably, like, not with them.
At all. Okay. Like,
Because gay people can't make
more
enough babies to populate a planet.
Right.
You know?
That's the whole point. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but yeah, you're making babies on earth, but then also you have to bring all the spirit babies down. Because once all the spirit babies are out of heaven, that's when Jesus comes back for the rapture. So with all these Mormons popping out kids and people are like, oh, it's because they like kids. It's like, no, they're trying to bring the rapture on. That's what you're taught.
There's just so many babies.
Yeah. You're taught, you have spirit babies and they show you a video and there's of like kids, but like teenagers up in like clouds. And they're like, oh, I want that to be my mom and that to be my dad. And they're like, all right. Then they pick their parents and they teach you like, you picked your parents. And I'm like, that seems like a fucking wild message to send to a kid. Like, you know, like you're like getting like abused or like, you're like, well, did I pick them though? And they're like, no, but you did. And you're like, okay. And it's just this weird. Well, and the Mormon thing, well, I told my dad the thing with black people not being allowed in the church. Because I knew that. I figured that out, like, later. My dad doesn't go to Mormon church anymore. But in the play, The Book of Mormon, so my dad was like, Dad, you got to see it. It's so funny. And especially, it's, like, extra funny because of all the weird inside things I have from going to that church. So there are so many other things that are funny. And my dad said, and even, it's a weird, like, even though he doesn't go to that church anymore, he still was like, I go, it's fucking gnarly because it's like they go to Africa and I was explaining it to him and I said, and I told him, I said, I didn't realize, maybe I just forgot this when I was a kid, that in the stories, the Lehites and the Nephites, part of like in the story of the Book of Mormon, which is they're like, it's racism is not institutionalized. In the Book of Mormon, these two tribes are fighting and then the one, like the devil curses one of the groups and makes them black. Like that's in the Book of Mormon.
It's the mark of Cain. It's the mark of Cain.
Huh. It's... And my dad was like, that's, and I go, no, but that's true. And he's like, no, but that's, they've changed. And I'm like, I don't think so. Cause then I did other research.
But that's because, and this makes sense, even for your dad, even though your dad's not, you don't want to admit that like you spent a portion of your life, like in an organization that is like, they're like, once you're out of it, if you're in it, then of course you're going to deny it or be like, God damn right they did.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking, yeah. Jesus Christ.
The lights are out again. Wow. Nope. I don't lean back on your chair, Wendy, sit up. Yeah. Now, I'm going to watch and see what goes on with this recording.
This is getting ridiculous.
Is there anyone else in the house?
I fucking hope so. Jesus Christ.
Well, don't say that.
This is what's upsetting, is that it's turning off and on.
Yeah.
Because it's not, if storm? Like the light bulb needed to be changed, it'd just turn off.
And I think that
for maybe
was,
like come back on, but like dimmer. But it's coming back on like at full force.
Now, this is going to sound dumb, and you don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Here we go.
I don't want to.
But when this happened to me in New Orleans, and I know if you're joking about it being a ghost, but if you really think it's a ghost, and I don't mean to get super serial. Now, see, look, I said serial, and Siri didn't pop on my phone. So, I am being super.
Yeah, you didn't say CIA. Dumb, dumb.
Pete?
I'm being super
yeah.
Mayor Pete. CIA. And we're still recording. Okay, my lights are still on. Great. I told you the story when I was in, I didn't tell you this, Jonathan. When I was in New Orleans, the room I stayed in, I stayed at my friend's house. And
Ghost
the,
capital.
Yes.
Ghost capital.
And the room I stayed in, I woke up and I go, I think there, I felt like a vibe. And I said, I think I felt someone like, I heard steps and a door opening and I thought it was my friend coming in to check on me. And in the morning I was like, did you come in to like look at me a couple times when I was asleep? And he said, no, because I remember hearing like a breathing and kind of being annoyed. So I was just pretending to sleep to be like, oh God, fucking leave me alone. You know what I mean? And he said, no. And I was like, ooh, maybe it was like a ghost. Maybe it's haunted in this room. The next night, our other friend shows up, so then I'm leaving. She's taking my room, and I go, okay, so you're going to sleep in here. And I go, I think this room might be haunted. Like in a, so I go, but I think it's like a nice ghost. And I was like half being silly. We walked in. The lights were fully on. Okay, we walk in. I go, I think this room's haunted, but it's just like a nice ghost. And she starts laughing, and the lights went dim and started flickering like on the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. So the lights started flickering, and we both looked up, and she fucking freaked out. And I did some weird shit that my stepmom used to do because she thinks she can talk to ghosts. And I just like, it's so dumb, but it might work the next time the lights go off. I mean, try it and see. We'll do a live seance. So the lights flicker and I got very calm because she freaked out and I was like, hold on, I got this. We're buds. And I said, and out loud, I said, hey, thank you so much for helping me last night, because I was sad, I was crying. I said, thank you so much for coming in to like comfort me last night. But we're okay, so if you could not, like, mess with the light, like, we're good. We're good now. And I swear to God, the lights went fully back on. And then I said, thank you, and the lights blinked fully off and on after I said thank you. And I had to, but so I was like, fuck, I almost shit my pants. But I had to be like, I just, let's
I
like.
I just talked to the ghost.
But I had to be like, no big deal. I do that all the time. It's like kind of my, one of my
yeah,
things.
Just like pour a cocktail and like walk outside.
Yeah,
I'm like just oh, like, yeah, this is normal.
Thank you. You're welcome. Like in Morse code of yes. Lights. Like, yeah.
That's what I love thinking about is like the neighbor boy that's like standing outside with like an extension cord. Like fucking plugging like this dumb tourist bitch.
And just listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's standing outside of, if it was a hotel, I would say that. But it was somebody's home.
See, I think this is more of like a poltergeist energy.
Mm. That
because you know poltergeist energy, it's usually like, well, it's usually a teenage girl. That's like it's connected to, because women, am I right? You know what I mean?
Am I right? Yeah, you know, ghosts always fuck with cute teenage girls. True, but also they only fuck with people that. Believe in them. So, I'm really waiting for to be fucked with. Like, I really want to be fucked with a ghost hard, but.
So, here's the thing. They don't, you, do you want to be fucked by, but do you want to be fucked by a ghost?
Yes.
I mean, that would be fucked with.
Yeah.
Now I have had intercourse, but I think it's not with a real ghost. I think it's a stress dream, but it's all the sleep paralysis dreams I have where a demon who changes hairstyles over the years, comes out of a closet and throws clothes around.
First of all, he's not going to have the same hairstyle.
I know.
People change, Wendy. It's really crazy that you just won't let this demon be this demon.
Yeah, he goes down the street to the Armenian barbershop once a month, changes it up.
I mean, that chick's out there. That's, you know, that's probably...
He wants to keep it new and exciting.
That's why he's changing his hair so much, because he is going down to ghost fuck that chick with the big tits. Well, now, because I haven't had any spooky dreams in a while, so looks like
Ooh. We've
got a fucking problem here.
So you have to have a talk with that demon.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
Oh, I'm not good enough for you? You're not attracted to me anymore?
Yeah, you don't want
to... You have to go fuck this bitch?
You don't want to terrify me every time I close my eyes and lay down? My last sleep, well, it's interesting because I haven't had a sleep paralysis dream with that bad guy figure since I've been in this apartment. Now, when I've had, now, and I, again, I know you're joking about the poltergeist thing, but if you might want to be thinking seriously about it, that would make sense because they show up.
When your life's falling apart.
Yeah.
They do. It's stress.
I know.
It's stress-induced and anxiety, and you're in a perfect fucking spot. The times when I've had sleep paralysis and had, like, weird shit happen, like, when I lived in Florida, I remember I was having these crazy sleep paralysis. I would wake up, and I was like, okay, it was a dream, but I had dreams that, like, clothes would fly out of my closet, and all this wild shit would happen, and doors would slam, and I would wake up, and I'd be like, okay, that was just... But then I would be waking up into the same dream, and it felt so real. Only one time I came home from a gig. I came home from Foster's. It was a Sunday night gig. It was this bar show that I ran. I come back to my apartment, and I remember it was like a little one bedroom. I'm sitting on my couch, and I turn the TV on, and it was like 2:33 in the morning, which, if you believe in ghost lore, that's ghost time, baby.
3:33, technically.
Yeah, anytime. And like, that's, see, so fucking, yeah, Megan, I think maybe we might be the same person. And this is only because you we're like part of each other's brains. You're the part of my brain that knows shit you're the part that's paying attention to details. Like, while I was getting molested, you were paying attention. It was Moroni, not Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Hold on. I think I just fucking figured this all out.
What?
The lights going off and things are, and the chairs breaking. So the world we have created in which, so this is what's happening. You got institutionalized. You never got out. Your brain broke in half. You created me. Right. And everything's very real. We're recording this podcast right now. But now things are starting to crumble. They're forcing pills on you. This piece of shit shows up. Your old friend,
right.
A doctor.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, a beautiful mind.
That's why he's here now.
Yeah.
He's in the narrative you've created, we've created. He's like your friend. Really, he's the fucking hospital doctor.
You know
and
what?
And you're observing this.
Now, I need
you. And then chairs are breaking. The lights are turning off. The fucking world we've built is starting to crumble. Yeah.
Can I tell you this?
Ah!
Hold on. Jonathan, I need you to look at my body. I have full chills on my whole body.
Goosebumps now.
Now, I don't believe this, but I'm fully entertaining the idea. And I think, you know,
it's fun.
Entertaining the idea. And you know what's fun about it? It's
beautiful mind style where, like, you've created this fucking world, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, I'm just, yeah, good.
And look, now he's playing into it with us.
Yeah.
Well, it's either, I'm going to tell you this. So it's either a beautiful mind style or I think it's more Vanilla Sky. Ooh. Where he's like, I'm in some fucking.
Never saw it.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. It's a lot of people don't like it. I fucking love it. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, but I can't remember it. I did see it, but it's very vague to me.
Okay, it's a Tom Cruise vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Now, it's great. Now, first of all, I will say, everybody stop the podcast, watch Vanilla Sky, and we'll see you in 2 hours because I need you to all get on board with this.
This episode actually will come out with a copy of Vanilla Sky.
Yes, we should. I mean, I'm putting a link to that movie on the okay, first of all, so the movie Vanilla Sky, Tom Cruise, is this wealthy, the son he of this wealthy guy, this wealthy, like, Manhattanite who ran this magazine. So in the movie, and if you haven't seen it, close your ears, big spoiler alert. So in the movie, you're watching it and you think it's one thing, but there is a point in the film where it's real life. Yeah. And then there's a break. And the second half of the movie, he essentially is puts himself into, something happens and he's like, I can't live this way. I can't live this way. I'm too sad.
Simulation. Right?
And so they put him into a thing and he's just existing in a simulated world that he created. And what's happening right now, in his mind, shit starts to go bad, and this relates to what we're talking about in the fucking Patreon with which is the creating your own reality. So he creates this perfect world, and he's like, this is the world I want to live in. I want to live back in this world. So they go, great. So they create this world, but because he still can't let go because it's still him, he slowly does shit to like fuck up even his imaginary world, and that goes haywire. And then this guy that keeps showing up, his buddy, Jonathan
this
over here.
Fucking, this guy. We're all pointing at him, including Jonathan is pointing at himself.
Yeah, weird. You are. You are all in like black like workout pants. You're just full.
Yeah, with like a skull cap on. He's got like a skull cap
just
on.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm the doctor figure. I have a plague mask in my suitcase. Yeah,
So this guy, and I remember there's a scene, and he goes in, and his friend, now this is the friend, is a guy that actually works at the place where Tom Cruise's body is, like, being housed, and they're the company that is running the simulation on him. So he's able to, like, enter his simulation, and he's like, hey, buddy, and he starts talking to him, and he's like, everything's shit, everything's going to shit, and he's freaking out. And he goes, everyone's being so fucking loud in this restaurant, I can't take it. And the friend goes, well, and he said, whatever. And he's like, well, this is all for you. And he's like, what are you talking about? He goes, this is all, everyone here is for you. And he goes, and then Tom Cruise goes, well, if everyone's here for me, then why don't they shut the fuck up? And when he says that, everybody in the restaurant goes quiet and turns and just looks at him.
Yes, I remember that now.
It's a fucking good movie. I'm like getting hyped up because it's one of my favorite movies. And then it's this whole thing of you have to decide once, and then it's this decision of like, do you want to stay in this kind of safe space, or do you want to take the risk of like living a real life and just trying it out for real? And then the thing that you have to do, it's fun. I mean, it's very interesting. I think you should watch it. I think you'd like it. Truly.
I'm not a Tom Cruise fan.
I need you to.
I love that. After all of that, like the getting into the movie and the plot, just I'm not a Tom Cruise fan. I can't. I just can't.
I'm just not a.
How about this? Will Cameron Diaz sell it for you or what?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I didn't realize we were in a Cameron. Married to Good Charlotte frontman Cameron Diaz. Yes, please.
Yeah. Take it.
That's something, if you want to talk about fucking everything's a simulation and we're living in the Matrix, that's very weird.
I mean, she's OC, and Good Charlotte's very OC. You're from Orange County, right?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so you understand black socks on men, yeah. So you can kind of see the appeal to her. I don't know. Yeah, but... she's in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wasn't sure.
And Penelope Cruz.
Oh, God, I wish she wasn't. I wish after all of this, she was not in the movie.
And Penelope Cruz is in it. I mean, callers, call in if you're a fan. We got it.
This is... Welcome to the Vanilla Sky cast.
And also, callers, call in, and I'll put my fucking phone number in this episode description, and call me. I just want to talk about this movie with somebody.
Oh, man.
I want to talk, Kurt Russell's in it. Kurt Russell's fucking so.
Oh, I do love. Okay, that cancels out the Tom Cruise.
I love
Cruise.
Kurt Russell. Yeah, he's great. I don't remember this movie at all except for a Bob Dylan album cover. That's the only thing I remember from that movie.
And let me tell you this, though, and I'm really going to stop trying to sell this to you, but like, you got to watch it because it does relate, especially because I just read the last part of the book that we're talking about, the last part of Stop Doing That Shit. And it's very like, the idea of like investigating your thoughts and things like that, he starts questioning Kurt Russell. You guys got to see it. It's giving me chills. It's one of the best
Who's
movies.
Who's Kurt Russell? His
Kurt
dad?
Russell plays his lawyer, but
his fuckable lawyer.
But, and again, I'm like, there's like partially spoiling it, but once you figure out that it may or may not be real, and Tom Cruise is still questioning, like, this is not fucking, he can't decide. He's like, am I going crazy or is this real or what's happening? And so he starts asking Kurt Russell, the Kurt Russell character, very specific questions. And he goes, he's like, I'm real, David, I'm real. And he goes, oh, if you're real, then, or no, the friend, the fucking Jonathan character goes, if you're real, then what are you? Then he says, if you're real. And then he asks him a couple questions. And the Kurt Russell character goes like, I'm real. He like can't answer the questions. It's fucking good.
Why? What are the questions?
Who knows what it'll be because my laptop stopped recording again.
Yeah, when did that
for happen? No reason. I don't know. It just stopped.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's fine. We'll edit around it or whatever. We'll just play Vanilla Sky in the middle.
All right.
Yeah,
let's start over. Hey, have you ever seen Vanilla Sky?
Not a Tom Cruise fan.
This is really fucking crazy that all our shit's going wild.
This is really crazy.
Yeah.
It's because I'm here. I'm fucking everything. I'm the doctor. It's all weird shit.
Yeah.
It's all Beautiful Mind, Vanilla Sky shit.
I mean, that's not true. Don't say that about yourself because you're making it true when you say it or whatever the fuck this book says. So
whatever. We don't even know. We don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Well, to be fair, we never really did. But
well, can I say
now
though,
everything's crumbling.
When I listen to the podcast, it does sound like you're definitely, you guys know where you're going and what you're talking about, and it's does sound very, very slick. And you guys are looking at each other like, ah, we showed him.
Yeah.
Fucking
we tricked this
idiot.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And I know we're, again, I know we're joking, but like, I think you might be right, Megan. This is not.
Dude.
What?
This is all happening someplace and not in real. This is happening in my mind someplace.
Where's Sebastian?
Where is this fucking cat? Where's the
cat? Oh, I'm sorry. Have Jonathan and Sebastian ever been in that space at the same time? Do you see them at the same time together? Because I think that maybe Sebastian and Jonathan are both the doctor.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, interesting. You mentioned him and he showed up.
Huh.
And guess what? He can't hear you say his name.
No, he cannot.
Look at this fat boy.
What if Jonathan and Sebastian just like Sebastian just like absorbs into Jonathan's body?
Well, what is very strange is I'm like normally deathly allergic to cats and I'm not with Sebastian. So think about it.
Think about it. Oh my God.
I mean, that is pretty fucking.
I'm very excited to see how much of the podcast we did not record.
I am excited to. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, and again, I know we're joking, but Jonathan, truly, if you're coming in from outside of the simulation, coming in, you could just be like causing weird glitches in the actual program, which is why shit's lights are going off and things.
Oh my. Okay. This is cute. We're staying out of each other's way. I went for a run this morning. I went to the museum. No, he's dipping out. He's unplugging himself to go like putz around with stuff.
Oh my God. And that's why
he's refilling our goo bags.
The goo bags. Yeah. I'm refilling. I'm doing things with, you know, bags and needles and yeah. Serums. A lot of serums.
Serums?
He's just putting cheese into and this one, this is
hey, it's all goo. A serum, a cheese. Our bodies.
Goo textures.
Yeah. Or just, that's, he's just like putting different various forms of dairies into tubes, dairies and serums into tubes.
Oh my God. That's why we're so obsessed with cheese. We don't even like cheese.
Yeah.
This has been put upon us.
Oh, Megan. And that's why, Megan, no. Fucking get, that's why we're like, huh, even when I eat really clean, I still have wicked shits and terrible farts.
Oh my God,
dude.
It all comes back to the cheese.
Quick, somebody, we need Sharpies. I'm gonna rip all these pictures off the wall and start sketching on the wall.
Just connected with red string and just all sorts of types of cheeses and connections. Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
And that's why when I'll be like, oh, I'm going to leave and I have stuff to do, or like, can you leave the apartment? Because I was like that. I felt badly where I'm like, oh, this seems weird. Like, I don't want to be like, can you leave? So like, you know, like, or I have to do shit. That's why he's so cool with like, no, we can just hang out for like a couple hours a day and go get dinner or whatever. It's not a big deal. And the other thing, because New York is expensive. This is another, I should have fucking called bullshit on this immediately. What? We get here and Jonathan goes, we go out to brunch, first day he gets here, and we get there, and he goes, oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to cover all the food and stuff when we go out since you're letting me stay at your place. Oh.
On a teacher's salary? Hilarious.
You know, goo bags.
Again.
Yeah, on a goo bag salary. Maybe.
Well, I mean, it's easy to spend money when you know it's not even real. He's like,
we fucking
us.
Did it. We cracked he's like, this.
He's like, when we go to Canada, I'm like, I don't know, fucking take all it, whatever. It's not even real. What's on this? A lady? Come on, a woman on money?
This has got to be fake.
Yeah, take it all.
It does feel very, the Canadian money does feel very fake to me. It's not even real. I tried paying with American money the first day I got to Canada. My friend was like, they're not going to take that. It's like, I'm pretty sure they're going to take American money, okay?
That's the funniest, shittiest American move ever, going to a foreign country and being like, no, you need to pay with, like, their currency.
We're like a liquor store.
This is American.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll take a Jackson, okay?
This is the best currency in the world. They take it everywhere. Yeah. No. No, they don't.
Yeah, you're going to want to hang on to this one.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a pretty funny story. And you did a great job of impersonating a shitty American, sir.
It's a funny story because that's what it is, a story.
Exactly.
It was just a diversion to get away from the goobag salary discussion.
Yeah.
He got nervous. He got nervous.
I panicked. I should really shower.
Oh, should you?
Another diversion.
Interesting timing.
Yeah, you take a lot of showers. That's the other thing, too. You take a lot of showers.
Right. I do like showers.
How many showers do you take a day?
Oh, two mandatory. No, mandatory.
That's the goo bag company. He's required to take two showers a day. That's because, oh, my God, because he's, like, covered in goo. So it's like when you work like a radioactive place and you have to like do the shower thing.
Yeah.
A radioactive place. I don't know what that is exactly.
Homer Simpson. You were picturing Homer Simpson 100%.
A radioactive place. Jesus. Christ. But so he has to shower. It's like when you work in a clean room. He has to shower on his way in before he enters, and he has to shower before he goes back into the world.
Constantly just rinsing off the serums that are going into the Wendy's bloodstream when she sleeps.
The other thing, also, and maybe think about this, because in the movie The Matrix, and by movie, I mean documentary.
Yeah, this is also, all we do is talk about movies now. Not ones we're writing, just ones that we also don't even like that much, maybe, I guess. Just movies.
This is, you don't like that much.
True.
If we do reach a singularity, I want to have on one side of my brain, like my fake life happening, and the other side, The Matrix just playing on a loop.
Well, but that's, but it is that we don't like very much because I'm just a split of your personality.
Fuck.
So if I don't like it, and kind of you don't either.
And I don't want to go back to the movie Vanilla Sky, but I will say this.
Here we go.
In the movie Vanilla Sky, Tom Cruise's memories and all of his life in the simulation, like you said, the Bob Dylan album, like he has these moments and they're like, oh, these are just imprints because it's like, oh, this is the Bob Dylan record that you like. So he walks into a sunset and it's like, oh, this is, you're mimicking. We just put in things that you like. And so then your life mimics that piece of art. So it'll be like a movie. The Kurt Russell character is based on To Kill a Mockingbird, Atticus Finch. Oh. Which is why he's this lawyer and he's this fighter. That's Tom Cruise character's his favorite book. So his life is, so one of my favorite movies, not The Matrix, but you know what one of my all-time favorite movies is? And if anyone ever asks me, this is my first one. Guess what it is?
No one's going to guess.
Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Which is, you're describing, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
Fight Club. Ed Norton, Brad Pitt.
You're Tyler Durden.
I am.
Shit.
So I'm living in a world based on one of my favorite movies that I saw before I was locked up and put in this weird chamber. See? Fucking, I know we're joking, but also.
It's facts.
Also,
we're joking, but also the earth is a flat surface surrounded by a dome.
And Jonathan, like in The Matrix, they have to get in a phone booth to transfer back out. I wonder why he's taking so many showers.
I have to keep going. Three a day at least.
I mean, a shower is about the size and shape of a phone booth.
I know. I wonder how that's weird that you take a lot of showers. Mm. It's so weird.
It's weird. I don't get it. Why are you doing a sexy baby voice about this?
It's just because I'm a sexy, confused baby. I'm trying to see it now. If we both do sexy baby voice, Well, he's going to go get in the shower. We'll do sexy baby voice. He has to go back. We're speaking it into existence. Fucking.
Is he going to come back as sexy baby?
Oh, no, even better. It's going to be us. He's going to be like, these bitches figured it out.
Shower.
We're speaking it into existence.
So we're going to be sexy babies.
Yep. Just like we've always wanted.
You guys, sexy babies. Let me shout.
We're going to just be hot babies running around getting
just
harassed.
Fuckable babies.
Just getting harassed in church.
Well, fuckable babies. They're playing Coachella.
It doesn't. It's not pedophilic because we're not real.
I know. And nothing is. I'm so excited for the next episode.
Are you going to start as soon as I get in the shower?
No, we're going to do the Patreon. Yeah. Look, I know you're going to take a shower.
Shower.
Wink. But, wink. Wink.
But if you
could.
Oh, no,
he's broken. He's on a loop.
Yeah.
It's a glitch. Glitch in the Matrix.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to record the Patreon.
Do your thing.
Where we get, like, emotional. And you maybe, if you want to join us for that, you can. But I feel like.
I don't want to fuck up the thing. That's right.
Yeah, this is the one where we cry.
Oh, shit.
Now, the crying one.
How do you go from this to crying? That's probably a stupid question. Look at your faces. Both of you. Whoa.
All we're doing right now is trying to not cry.
At all times. You're the Hoover Dam of just tears. At all times.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
The Hoover Dam.
Dumb question.
Hoover Dam, that's a sexy baby.
Hoover Dam, that's a fuckable baby.
All right. So you get emotional.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to tell us what to do. You're already in control. So why don't you just take a fucking shower?
Yeah. Get out of here. I mean, you won't really be out of here.
I mean.
Is he going to take a shower with that earbud in?
Yeah, you better.
Dude.
Dude.
I'm just going to leave this in.
Yeah.
So you can hear what's going on.
Yeah. Why don't you get out of the shower and back into our brains?
All right.
I am uncomfortable.
This is taking a turn.
Yeah. A turn. If I'm being honest, a turn for the better, because I'm like, oh, thank God this isn't real.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it the whole time.
Thank fuck our lives are not actually like this.
Yeah, that's literally, I'm like, oh, what a relief.
Yeah, oh, I'm so glad I'm not actually here right now.
I'm so glad none of my choices have mattered.
All right. I'm just waiting to hear the shower turn on.
Well, it's going to be a long wait, Wendy. Oh, there it is. Okay, it wasn't that long of a wait.
All right. Okay. Let's do the Patreon before we're transformed into little babies.
Oh, fuckable babies.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around.